Hey, is everything okay? You guys were screaming for a while and then Mum ran off and told me she's going to Grandma's for the night. She's that mad, huh? Is it anything I can help with? I know you're going to say that it's nothing to worry about, but of course I'm going to worry when my mum and stepdad aren't getting along. You guys have been fighting a lot in the past year, and it's just getting worse. Look, I'm in college now. I'm an adult. You don't need to hide things from me. And to be completely honest, I know the real reason why you guys haven't been getting along. I'm not deaf, you know. I know that Mum will. Well, she's getting older and maybe doesn't really feel as sexy anymore, and so I know she's not going to be into it, or as into it, as she used to be, and you, I know you're technically older than her, but, well, look at you. You still look like you're in the prime of your life. You've been my stepdad for a while now, but I know you're a man too, and I know that men like you still have certain wants and needs, so you left your computer on the other day and I peeked through it, and I've seen your posts on dead bedrooms asking for advice, so I know you're trying so hard to make it work. No, don't look embarrassed. It's okay. It's not your fault really, or hers, but at the same time, if things keep going the way they are, I mean, I don't want to be the one to say it, but I wouldn't blame you if you at least just considered leaving. I know I'm talking crazy, but I mean, let's be honest, Mum's not always the greatest at keeping men. I mean, Dad left when I was barely a baby, and Mum went through one arsehole after another before you guys started dating a few years ago. I was so, so happy when you guys got married. I really feel like you gave her a second chance at happiness. And you're so good to her. You're exactly the man she needs in her life. And that's why I would do anything for you to stay with her, with us. So, hey, I'm going to propose something to you, but you have to promise that you won't shut me down immediately, okay? So I want you to at least give it some thought, okay? So, what if I started to take care of some of your needs? Hey, look, you promised not to shut me down immediately. Just think about it, okay? Mum's not giving you what you need, and if things keep escalating, well, and I know you say you'd never leave, and I believe you, I really do, because I know what kind of guy you are, but if you think about it, in some ways that's even worse. Staying unhappy and sexually unfulfilled, you don't deserve that. Look, I'm not offering myself to you lightly. It's something I've thought about for a while. You still won't even consider it. But, like, don't you see? It's the fact that you're pushing me away so much that makes me want to help you. I mean, look, the other guys that my mum's been with, I still remember the way they'd look at me. And you've never once looked at me like that. You've always treated me with respect and let me have my independence, and hell, you've let me get away with things that my mum didn't, you know. I know I've never really called you anything other than your name, but maybe it's time to change that. Daddy? Look, I I appreciate you for trying to resist temptation. I really do, but you don't need to anymore. And if I reach down between your legs, that bulge in your jeans is telling me a different story. Come on, sit down on the bed, and I'll kneel between your legs right here. Mum's gonna call off at the night at Grandma's, so it's just gonna be me and you for a while, which means we have plenty of time to play. Daddy, you keep saying that we shouldn't be doing this, so if it makes you feel better, you don't need to be doing anything at all. All you need to do is just sit there, and I'll take care of everything. Starting by unzipping your pants and pulling them down to your ankles, and now with your boxers, and oh, Daddy, look at this big cock compared to my hand stroking it. Have you been hiding this from me all this time? I've only ever been with a couple of guys my age, and neither of them had a cock like this. Just sit back and relax. I'm here to take care of you now, Daddy. I don't have to call you Daddy. Oh, I know. But look how hard it gets you. Every time I call you Daddy, your cock twitches in my hand. Daddy. 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 See? It's so much hotter, isn't it? When I remind you that it's your sweet, loving stepdaughter that's kneeling between your legs, stroking your fat cock. But if you insist, I'll make you a deal. When we're out there, I'll call you by your name like I've always done. But when we're together like this, just you and me, you can be my big cock stepdaddy. And I'll be your little cum-hungry cock slut stepdaughter who will do anything to sexually please and pleasure you. Because if Mum won't satisfy you, I will. Uh-huh. Look at that river of pre-cum run down your cock. You're so turned on, Daddy. Maybe I should be a good little cum slut and catch all of that into my mouth. Daddy. Does Mum ever suck your cock like this? She doesn't, huh? She barely sucks your cock at all. Well, from now on, Daddy, you have your own personal cocksucker, and I'll we'll suck your cock whenever and wherever you want. Whenever you need to release a load into a warm, eager mouth, I'll be ready to get on my knees. Even if Mum's around, just tap me on the shoulder. I won't even say a word. I'll just get up and follow you to the upstairs bathroom. And I'll lock the door and drop to my knees and open my mouth. And I'll be so quiet, Daddy. So quiet while you hold my head in place and use my mouth. Mm-hmm. And there'd be no sound except the sloppy sliding of your cock between my lips. And the grunting under your breath. And your hips thrusting back and forth until your balls switch and stream of spunk hits the back of my throat and I eagerly swallow and lick you clean. Yeah, and then we go back before Mum even notices we were gone. We could have so much fun, couldn't we, Daddy? But you know, my mouth isn't the only hole you get to use. Lay back, Daddy. I'm going to take off my clothes and get on top of you. No, Daddy, no. We're not taking it too far. You've done so much for this family, for my mum and me. It's time to start paying you back a little by giving you a hot, wet, slippery little pussy to play with. Oh, can you feel it, Daddy? The lips of my pussy gliding along your shaft. I bet you didn't think your day would end like this, did you? Your naked stepdaughter straddling your hips, feeling my smooth skin sliding against yours, your throbbing hard cock so close to plunging into my sopping wet cunt. Tell me the truth, Daddy. Did you ever fantasize this? Did you ever fantasize about me crouching over your cock and teasing you with my pussy? Don't lie. Don't lie to me. Did you ever imagine me taking every inch of you inside? Do you think I could, Daddy? I don't know, you're pretty big and I'm still so tight. You know, I've dreamed of you bending me over and having your way with me. Pulling my panties down my thighs. Covering my mouth so I wouldn't moan too loud while you thrust your throbbing cock inside me and use me like a fuck doll. And then when you're finished with me, when you're satisfied with how much hot cum you've pumped inside me, I'd pull my panties up to my dripping cunt, say, thank you, Daddy, and go about my day with your spunk dripping out of me. Oh, God, Daddy, your cock is throbbing against me. It's trying so hard to slip inside my warm, wet cunt. Tell me you want me, Daddy. Tell me you want me and I'll do it. I'll slip your cock inside my pussy. I'll plunge it deep inside and then I'll roll and grind my hips against you and milk you and milk you and milk you until you release those thick, sticky ropes of spunk inside me. What's that, Daddy? I can't hear you. Oh, say it a little louder. Say how much you want your stepdaughter's hot cunt. Tell me how much you don't care how wrong it is to do this. Tell me how you want to feel how hot and wet I am inside. Yes, Daddy, of course I'll do it. I'll reach down and place your tip at my entrance, son. Oh, God, it's so big. Oh, it's stretching my pussy lips apart. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, God, your cock is impaling me. So deep, so deep. Oh, you like how my pussy feels, Daddy? From now on, this is what you can have any time you want. I'll never say no to you, Daddy. Oh, God, say the word and I'll pull my panties down on command. You just have to promise me you'll stay with us and I'll be your private little cock slave, bouncing and grinding on your fat cock whenever you please. You promise? You promise, Daddy? Promise you won't leave? Promise you'll stay? Yeah, oh, Daddy, you've made me so happy. From now on, I'm going to be taking care of your sexual needs and you won't ever feel unwanted or sexually frustrated ever again. Oh, God, there's so much I want to do with you. There's so much I want you to teach me. And you can teach me and train me how to please you. Yeah, and I'll be such an eager student, I promise. And I'll do what you want. I'll wear what you want. You could give me a collar. Yeah, and everyone will think it's just an accessory, but you and I will know that it means that I'm your personal sex doll, and I'll keep it on when we fuck. So when you see me with it in public, all you'll think about is my face, twisting in pleasure as you plunge every inch of your cock inside me. Oh, yes, Daddy, lay me on the bed. Get on top of me. Yeah, between my legs, yes. Yes, put your cock back inside me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yeah, give it to me, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Is that Mum? What are you going to answer? No, answer it, but don't pull out of me. I'll be quiet, I promise. Yeah, tell her everything's all right. Yeah, tell her you're sorry, and that you're gonna spend the night clearing your head. Oh God, your cock is throbbing so hard. Oh, does it turn you on, knowing you're talking to her, while you feel her daughter full of your cock? A younger version of her, with a tighter, wetter pussy. Say goodnight to her, Daddy. Yes. Yeah, you don't need her anymore. You have me now. You know what, else, Daddy? Oh, my pussy isn't just tighter and wetter than hers. It's also more fertile. Yes, Daddy, I'm not on birth control, and I'll never make you wear a condom. Your balls deep into a fertile pussy that's aching to be bred, ready to be filled with load after load of Daddy's creamy sperm. You never had a chance to father a child yourself. I know Mum didn't want any more children, but you can put a baby in me. I'll carry your child, Daddy. I won't tell anyone it's yours, and it will be our little secret. And if Mum does find out, well, who cares? Who cares? She can leave you if she wants, and it'll just be you and me. And maybe that's the way it should be. Yeah? Yeah, you like that, Daddy? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're pounding me too deep into the mattress. Let me wrap my legs around you. I don't want to let a single drop of your sperm escape. I want it all inside me. Oh, deep inside me. I know you're close to coming. I'm so close. I'm so close too. And I think I'm ovulating tonight, Daddy. You just need to shoot those thick ropes of spunk straight into my womb and you'll impregnate me. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, thick, creamy ropes of Daddy spunk, flooding my unprotected pussy. Yeah, just think about it, Daddy. The sight of your stepdaughter's full belly hanging low, growing with your baby inside, swinging back and forth while you fuck me from behind. Oh, God. I'm so ready. I'm so ready to be filled up. Flood my fertile pussy with your cum, Daddy. Impregnate me. Breed me. Make me yours. Please shoot your load inside me. Shoot your load inside me. Shoot your load inside me. Yes! 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 Fuck! Fuck, Daddy. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Thank you, Daddy. I hope this is the start of a very, fruitful chapter in our family. Oh.